From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Bloch. The French government today held an emergency cabinet meeting on fighting anti-Semitism. The meeting followed a weekend arson attack on a Jewish boys' school in northern Paris. And it comes as Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon visits Rome. He's seeking help in stemming what he calls a rise in European anti-Semitism. NPR's Nick Spicer reports from Paris.
President Jacques Chirac adopted a solemn tone after meeting with his ministers at the Élysée Palace. Chirac called the meeting after Saturday's arson attack on an empty part of the ultra-Orthodox Merkaz Hatorah boys' school in the Paris suburb of Gagny.
Quand on s'attaque en France,
when a Jew is attacked in France, said the French president, all of France is under attack. Anti-Semitism is against all the values of the French Republic, and I count on the vigilance of each citizen to fight it. During the meeting, the government decided to create a new commission to fight anti-Semitism. The government also announced a $7 billion urban regeneration project for the ghettos where racial tensions often spill over into violence. Authorities will take new security measures to protect Jewish property and people. France this year also passed a new law imposing heavy jail terms on those sentenced for anti-Semitic or race-based crimes. Prime Minister Jean-Pierre Raffarin suggested that too would help prevent future attacks once those responsible were found. We have an important legal arsenal now, and I am asking all the authorities in France to apply the law with severity. France has Europe's largest Jewish community, estimated at 600,000 people. It also has Europe's largest Muslim community, usually thought to number around 5 million. The tensions here are seen as a reflection of strife afflicting their co-religionists elsewhere. The start of the three-year wave of attacks coincided with the beginning of the second Palestinian uprising. Synagogues and schools have been burned and rabbis attacked in the street. Police investigators and Jewish leaders think the perpetrators are poorly integrated French youths of Arab Muslim extraction who feel they are striking a blow for the Palestinians in striking a Jew. Jean-Pierre Alali is a member of the Jewish Umbrella Group, the representative council of Jewish institutions of France. We have noticed a new kind of anti-Semitism, he said, which has grown with the conflict in the Mideast. So there is a real anguish in the French Jewish community, because even if things have slowed down recently, they could also get worse. Everything is determined by the conflict in the Mideast. Another purpose of the emergency meeting was to counter accusations in the United States and Israel that France tolerates anti-Semitism. However, an Israeli embassy spokesman seemed to be satisfied with the French response today. Barnia Hasid.
France is not an anti-Semitic country, and they are reacting against it. You know, every time you can say that more could have been done and such kind of situation is unacceptable. French authorities are trying to deal with this problem seriously.
Israel's Prime Minister Ariel Sharon says he would like to see all of Europe take the issue seriously. He's in Rome meeting with the Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi, the acting head of the European Union. Sharon's visit comes after a deadly weekend attack on two synagogues in Istanbul, Turkey, killed 23. The Israeli leader wants to fight what he calls a wave of anti-Semitism in Europe. He would also like to counter European critics of Israel's policies in the occupied territories. Nick Spicer, NPR News, Paris.